Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Chicago Bears Central. It's the whole team in the building. We got Bobby in the building. What's going on, brother? With his Devin Hester jersey on.
Yes, sir.
That boy clean. We also got C-Dub in the building.
What's up, y'all? Let's go.
Let's get into it.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
So the Bears have officially made a signing. Larry,
yes.
Ogunjobi? Is that how you? I know I'm probably murdering.
Ogunjobi.
Yeah. Okay.
Ogunjobi.
Ogunjobi. Larry Ogunjobi signs a 3-year, $40 million with $20 million guaranteed contract, which averages out to about $13 million a year. Coming in, he had a career best 7 sacks last season, and then he's played almost every snap over the course of his career. So he has durability. He's going to be healthy, it seems like. Now, hopefully that stays with the Bears. What do you guys think about the sign? Who wants to take it away?
Oh, man. Let me tell you guys about Larry Ogunjobi.
Okay.
Okay, with the accent, too.
Okay.
Look, you know, Larry Ogunjobi, he started his career in Cleveland. Let me tell y'all an interesting fact first. You know, he was the first football player drafted from Charlotte College, University, Charlotte College from the Conference USA.
Okay.
I think that's exceptional. Well, he started his career in Cleveland. He played 4 seasons. He had only 14 and a half sacks, but he a DT. It ain't all about sacks.
Right.
He was a disruptor and an absolute domination, so bad that the Cincinnati Bengals had to go and grab him for that 1-year contract. Where he had the third most, he was tied for third most sacks by a DT with 7 last year. He improved their run defense from what? 31st to like 13th. And then he improved their yards allowed from 29th to 5th.
Mm.
Matt LaFleur said he need that third technique to be a disruptor. This is the ultimate disruptor. This is
Eberflus.
Yeah.
Eberflus.
I'm sorry. Eberflus. I'm sorry, guys. This guy is 6'3", 305 pounds of monstrous disruption.
Mm.
Y'all watch it. This dude is going to be a Pro Bowler for the Chicago Bears. It is one tidbit. I got to throw this in. He did miss the Super Bowl last year, guys. Mm. He had a hurt foot. He missed it. He got hurt in that wild card game with the Raiders. But I don't think he's going to be okay for this season. He will be a Pro Bowler for the Chicago Bears, if not this season coming up, real soon, and he will make a difference for this defense. Now, let's see what they add around him. I love this signing. Okay. Absolutely love it.
All right. Listen, definitely. On paper, it looks good, but you just hype that man up. I'm excited, man. Now, bro. You just got me hyped.
Go
ahead,
Bobby. When he hits somebody, ain't no going forward.
Okay.
I seen his highlights. They go backward.
Okay.
Hey, C-Dub, when he hits somebody, do they hit that? Ooh.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Knock the wind out of you.
Knock
but, man, hey, Hayes, I like the signing too, man. All up and down YouTube, NFL Network, ESPN, when they show highlights, I've been like, dang, he did that? Dang, he moved like that? Dang, he don't even... Mm. Honestly, C-Dub, you said he's 6'3". The man don't even look 6'3".
He don't look
it.
Be
honest with you. He just like a little old bowling ball move.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely love the signing. C-Dub's list all the stats that I was going to list, so it's not, no point in me saying it again. But, man, I just love it. You definitely adding somebody who's relatively healthy over the course of his career. I love Akeem Hicks. Definitely was my hype man for the Chicago Bears. But, man, hey. It don't get no better than this. We're going to miss Hicks, but, hey, it's a good replacement. I tell you that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Still fairly young as well, only 27 years old. He will now. He will be 28 by the start of the season. But with that being said, still has a lot of football left ahead of him. This was a solid sign. It's not like the big name signing or the attention grabbing signing, but this is a signing where you're gonna look back on this and say, hey, they got their guy for their system. Yes. The system that they're reported to want to run, they got the perfect guy for that. You can't
absolutely
be mad at it.
Absolutely. Hey, mark my word. I'm telling you right now.
Pro bowler.
All right. So, I mean, that's really the headlining of this episode that we wanted to talk about that. And, you know, I've been monitoring. Bobby said he has too. The Bears really haven't done anything else. They're probably going to be more active towards what everything said in the next couple of days. They want to avoid that first round of free agency. But I'm going to ask you guys this, and it's kind of how we ended the last episode on. How do you feel about Poles' approach? I know we've only seen like one major signing so far, but what do you guys think about it?
You know, I think Poles is going to try to build that defense. Mm-hmm. Matt Eberflus, he wants that. It looked like a cover two, just like the Colts defense. Small, quick, athletic. I think he's going to build through the draft. It ain't look like he really active in his free agency. You know, he got this one guy. But let's see what he's going to do. I'm not really sure, but I think he's going to go with the younger, at more athletic, fast, run to the ball, read the quarterback, sit back there. Ain't no man defense. You won't see a lot of man defense in this defense. I think Eddie Jackson gonna go crazy in this defense.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I like it. Definitely. I think Ryan Poles is gonna do exactly what he said. He gonna have a combination of both. He definitely gonna go into a free agent market, but I don't think right now you get flustered or anxious to overpay somebody.
Yeah.
I wanted Christian Kirk, and I'll be honest with you, but I feel like the Jacksonville Jaguars overpaid a bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was arguably either the number two or the number three behind D-Hop and AJ Green. Yeah. So you don't know what you're going to get if you put him in that number one spot. So I commend Poles on staying put, like, nah, I'm not going to pay you $72 million over a course of 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, so that's crazy.
I did want him, but I feel like you don't go out and you don't overpay. And one thing that he said was he wanna since Ryan Pace blew up the dang on draft stock, so he wanna you know what I'm saying? He wanna stock those shelves up a little bit with some draft capital, and then you build that way. Cause you gotta be young, you gotta be athletic on the defensive side, but then also it's an offensive league. You gotta spend that money on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But you wanna spend it right, wisely. You don't wanna just throw money at anybody.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now let's talk about a couple of former Bears going other places. Oh. James Daniels to the Steelers, 3 years, $26.5 million deal. Listen, man.
I'm just praying. I'm praying for Mitch. You got James Daniels guarding you.
This is the thing for me. Like, you would think Mitch would know and be like, listen, don't bring anybody from the Bears offensive line over here. Like, you would have think that would have literally been when he agreed to sign. It's like, do not. Under any circumstances, anybody who was on that line, if you bring them here, I'm out. What? Like, listen, that's not to say that Daniels is horrible or anything like that, but come on, we've seen this already. Like,
right.
I hope Mitch has a very good concussion policy.
Mitch is, man. And then he got to play the Ravens and Cincinnati and the Browns with, oh my God, the Browns.
Yeah.
They go get him killed, dude.
Two times a year. Come on, dude.
That's just not fair for Mitch.
Hey,
I like Mitch, man. That ain't fair.
All that being said, y'all, gang, I do like that Mr. Trubisky was picked up.
I do.
As time went on, we clearly saw that Matt Nagy was the prop.
Yes.
Mitch Trubisky. Like, Bears fans, I'm sorry to bring up this trauma, but here it go.
Oh, shit.
You bring in Nick Foles save the day. I get it. Super Bowl champion, you say, all right, cool.
Oh,
but everybody know Nick Foles is just a quick solution. He ain't nowhere near a damn entire season starter.
He's
you didn't even give Trubisky
definitely
a chance. He threw him right to the wolves and said, yeah, you got to figure it out. Try to turn you to a pocket passer. Try to turn you to Patrick Mahomes, which you're not. But come on. Hey, Mitch, I'm happy for you, dog. You ain't get a lot of money. It's a reason. Nah, yeah. Come on. I ain't going to be crazy. Hey. But I'm happy for Mitch and James Davis.
There's a reason Pittsburgh only signed Mitch for 2 years, because by then his head, he gonna have to take a sit down.
Man, bro. What's the over under on the first sack for Mitch?
Oh man, it preseason. Preseason? It may be the third damn down they have in the
third snap, baby. Third snap.
Ooh, James Daniels. Wow.
Listen. But yeah, I am happy for Mitch. I'm not gonna lie. I am very happy for Mitch. I'm glad that he got another deal. I'm glad he's gonna get another chance. A 2 year deal to kind of prove himself. And Mitch is still fairly young. So we'll see. Now not quite sure about the protection they're trying to give him, but you know, that's the story for another day, I guess.
Yes. Yes, I guess. He's gonna be running for his life. I hope he still got some athleticism in him.
Oh, he definitely.
Oh yeah, he still got a little bit. He got a little bit.
He killed us in preseason last year. Yeah. Ooh, he looked good.
I can't wait till the schedule is released. The Steelers are on the schedule.
Yes.
Because Ogunjobi's gonna get in Mitch's ass.
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be something, big dog? Let's go. Wouldn't that be some shit?
Oh man, listen, I would love to see that. I would love to see that, man. All right, moving on. So I wanted to talk before we go about who's left for the Bears to go after in free agency. I made a little list here of just some people that came quick to mind. First up on the wide receiver end, we got Juju, we got Jarvis Landry, Russell Gage, and Valdez. Out of those options there, or possibly keeping Allen Robinson, who hasn't signed anywhere yet, it's highly unlikely he stays. But of those options, where do you think the Bears are going to go, and who do you hope the Bears go after?
I'm going to go Juju, because Juju is the best receiver out of those names that you said.
Okay.
Debatable.
I think he the best receiver, me personally.
Okay.
The rest of those guys, Gantling, I don't want a Green Bay Packer, sorry.
I'm with you on that.
I'll just go with Juju. He's just the best choice. I think the Bears, if they had their choice, they'll pick Juju. He's the best receiver.
All right. Bobby?
Me, I will go Jarvis Landry. Okay. Proven. I ain't got time to be dealing with Juju and his TikToks, dancing on somebody else's logo, giving them extra encouragement. I ain't got time for that. We need to be focused. We need to be physical. We need to be real. And we need to have proven players if we're going to spend some money. Proven player, Jarvis Landry. 12 games this year, 52 receptions, 570 yards. Not much, but guess who he was playing with? Baker Mayfield. Mm. Are you excited about that? No, not really excited about Baker Mayfield. But since Jarvis Landry has been in the league from 2014 to 2019, he had at least 80 catches, and then two times in 2018, and then one of the other seasons, he had over 100 catches as the number one wide receiver. I say bring him in. He will not be the number one. I would like for him to take an Odell Beckham role, and then you still go out and get Christian Watson as your number one. Darnell Mooney be your number two, and then you got a solid number three. We ain't got time to be dealing with no Marquise Goodwin, no Demir Byrd, none of that other stuff. We need proven players as wide receivers.
You did Bobby, not.
Go.
Bobby said, I heard all what y'all saying, but fuck that shit. That's what Bobby basically said.
Did you just mention that fool name with Beckham Jr.?
Said the role. He said he wants him to play the Odell Beckham
in that
Jr.
role.
And
first of all, do not discount Jarvis Landry's production. When he was in Miami, he was the number one and a dog.
Here's what I'll say about this.
Bro, think about, he put up numbers with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Come on, bro.
I like the idea of Landry because he's older. And I know people may say, hey, go after Juju because he's younger. But when you already are probably bringing in a rookie wide receiver through the draft this year, you have a young quarterback. I do like the idea of bringing in Jarvis Landry if he's the one that the Bears decide to go after. However,
okay,
I still do think Juju is the better option.
I do. Joe Jarvis Landry, just boring. Like, just average.
Don't need
just
to be excited.
Average. Just
catch
like
the ball.
Ain't no pop. We need new Juju. He need a new. He is a relatively young receiver. Bring him to the Bears. He can start his career right here.
I mean, super. He's still what 25
time.
Yeah.
The first time I see this boy doing a damn TikTok on the sea, I'm texting both of them.
here's what I say. I don't know if they're gonna spend the money that Juju's probably gonna command. That's the thing. Now, they may, but from what we've seen from polls so far, it seems like keeping the cap is low, but still pinning out a competitive team is gonna be key. But I don't know, man. I don't know. It depends. If we don't get Juju, I'm going to be interested to see what type of deal he gets, because if he doesn't sign here, I think the deal is going to say whether he was priced out of Chicago's price range.
Okay. Hey, come on, Juju. Come on to the shop, baby.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers, you should have hit Scantley on that cross route. You would have won the game, boy.
All right, you know, Rodgers. Go ahead, sir.
Are you good, man? So we know they're going to try to do something with the offensive line. So I got the next set of contenders are up. From offensive line, we got Taron Armstead, Eric Fisher, and Dwayne Brown. What do you guys make out of that?
Okay, all of those guys will be great picks for the Bears, but I'm gonna go with the number one ranked free agent player of all NFL players, and that's Eric Fisher. Is that Eric Fisher? Yes, it is. It's Eric Fisher.
Okay.
Dude, he's a monster. I seen some highlights from that man, too. He moving you out the way, and he got speed. He a big man, 300-pounder, moving like a, I'm going to say a fullback. I ain't going to go too crazy. But he a dog out there. Eric Fisher, maybe. I don't think we can afford him, though.
And that's the question with so much. We don't know how much the Bears are really willing to spend. But, yeah. Fisher would definitely be an awesome pickup. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah.
I think the pickup pretty good. Last year, the Indianapolis coach paid him $9 million. Mm-hmm. I think if you're the best, if he command $10, $11 million, you give it to him. So, Taron Armstead, look, he got injury history. Uh-huh. And then Dwayne Brown, he just too old for my liking. And that's no disrespect to my older folks. But I feel like if you go for Dwayne Brown, that's just a short-term fix, and you still going to have the problems a few years down the road.
That's true.
Taron Armstead, dealing with injuries and all that. Eric Fisher has had his hand of injuries. That's just the NFL. Everybody deal with injuries. But I go with the younger guy, and he's still productive. And, like, hey, the tape don't lie, baby. Tape don't lie.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Bears have options. The one thing that when I was going through this list is that there are more options than what I was thinking. So as people were signing, I was getting pissed off, bros. I was getting pissed off. But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, the Bears still got some decent options. I got one linebacker on the list, Anthony Hitchens.
No.
Miles.
No.
Okay.
Not that guy.
Jack.
He's from that Kansas City Chiefs so-called defense. Nah. I'm sorry, dude.
So-called defense.
So-called defense.
Man,
I can't.
Hey, you can't deny him his championship pedigree, but I do like Miles Jack. Okay. Young guy, led his team in tackles.
Jaguars.
Athletic. Yes, Jaguars.
Oh, yes.
Yes, 108 tackles last year.
Oh, yes.
I will say this about Miles Jack. We know Bears linebackers have to have some type of swag about him. I like the way that man carries.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. He's a beast. Let's for real. Go. He's a beast for real.
Let's go. That's who I go after. But he might cost too much, too. Because the Jets, you know, they're going to pay anybody. And they got him on their radar. So.
He might not want to go to the Jets. Why would he want to go to the Jets, though?
I don't know.
The money. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, it is different money in talk. Football. They ain't really, you know, chasing ships.
Money talk.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else you guys want to mention anything before we go? I do have one other thing I want to bring up to you, but I'm going to wait to throw it out there right before we go. But anybody else that you want to bring up?
Pretty much just waiting back to see the moves.
Yeah.
I just want to wait back. Let's see.
I mean, I will honestly anticipate some move tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah. I do expect a lot of moves tomorrow. But after a couple more dominoes fall, I feel like I feel like the Bears have all their specific targets in mind, and after that first wave, halfway through the second wave, go through, we're going to see the sign is back to back to back to back.
Okay.
I can't wait, baby. I'm eager to see, baby. We should start us a new generation of Bears right here. This is going to be a new football team. All new. No Pace. No Nagy. Nagy?
I feel the same way about Nagy as I do Gar Forman. I just want to punch them both in their face.
Oh, man. Like, did they go to the same college or something?
Where'd I don't know, man.
Man, they got the same kind of ad.
Yeah, just dickheads. That's F-ful. What it is. Dickheads.
Don't y'all remember how Debo smacked Tyrone the next Friday?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Man, listen. Listen, Nagy, I hope he got ran up out of Chicago. I really do. I really
He ain't here. He in Kansas City somewhere. He definitely over there. He's like, Daddy, Andy, Daddy, help me. Andy, they fired me.
Before we go, I got to throw this one thing out. This man, Tom Brady, spent 1 month at home with his kids and said, fuck it, I'm coming back. Have you ever seen somebody say they wanted to spend more time with their family and immediately said, fuck them kids, as quick as Tom Brady? Like, if I was Tom Brady's child, I literally would feel some type of way. Like, really, Pop?
Man.
Like.
Man, that's exactly what it is, Hayes. That's exactly what happened, big dog. His parents, before the season end, like, you know, his wife, Giselle, she like, man, this your last season. Yeah. I had enough. Exactly. We not doing it no more. You got to spend time with your kids.
He's like, okay, babe.
1 month passed. He like, man, I ain't staying here with y'all. I'm going to ball. I ain't staying here. We got nannies for that. What's wrong with y'all?
I ain't never seen it, but hey, you said it right. Fuck them kids.
This Marv finna be 45 years old, bro.
Listen, I'm surprised they ain't crack a hip yet, bro.
Man,
hey, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, Tom Brady has stayed fairly healthy throughout his career.
No way.
But it's not gonna keep lasting. Like, he's dodged a fate at some point. Like, there's gonna be something.
You scare me, bro. I thought he was gonna go 50. He can't do that.
No. I'm telling
you, too, like, old.
Tom Brady's gonna get hit out of his goddamn cleats at one point. And he, as quick as he came out of retirement, he may say, you know what?
Let me call my kids.
Them kids ain't that bad.
What y'all doing? I'm on my way. For real.
Man. Yeah. We'll see what the Bucks do. I mean, as we know, Tom Brady changes the dynamic any team that he's on.
But, oh,
man,
absolutely.
Listen, at some point.
Oh, I'm joking.
At some point,
he the GOAT.
Age catches up with everybody. And let's just hope when it finally catches up with him, he's not still on that football field. Because
absolutely,
it's going to be the weirdest thing. Tom Brady's going to finally retire after all these seasons in the NFL, and then we're going to get like 6 months later. Tom Brady fell down the steps and broke his hip. it's going to be some shit like that. Watch,
man. I can see that happening, man. That's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, he is the GOAT. I hate the Patriots, but
he definitely is the GOAT.
Definitely the GOAT. Can't argue with that.
You can't. Seven.
Yeah.
Stop.
Come on. All right, fam. That's it, man. You guys go ahead and give me your social media. Let's get up out of here, fam.
Right, get them up, nephew.
Y'all already know. Go ahead and check out the Cognac Boys on all social media platforms. That's Cognac Boys on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Holla at us. Right. We even on TikTok, y'all. Like Juju.
Hey. They better follow this Chicago Bears Central. What's wrong with y'all?
Definitely. What y'all talking about?
Absolutely. We're still a few months away from preseason. We're gearing up. We started this channel now so we can gear up. Once preseason start, it's game time. We're going to be breaking down football.
Like, so. Man, I can't wait, Joe. Man. Y'all better tune in, bro. I'm going to be lit.
Y'all going to be like, this motherfucker is excited about this preseason game. Like, what the fuck happened? Like,
it's the preseason.
Hell no.
Oh, man. I miss football. I don't know what.
Me too.
I don't know what it is. Like, literally from the time the Bears season ended, like, It hasn't really even been that long, relatively, but I am so excited for football. Like it's been a year without it or something.
Man, it's only been a couple months, too, man. Is that like 4 months? Man, we can't wait, dude. It's going to be all new. Man. All new team, baby. Let's go. And we're going to be good. We're going to be pretty good. We just got to beat Green Bay. We ain't even got to make the playoffs next year.
For real.
That'll be great.
Just can we just beat Green Bay? Just for real.
If we beat Green Bay twice, I don't give a damn if we lose the other 14 games, 15 now, because it's I really don't. If we were to beat Green Bay twice in one season, listen, that's enough for me, man.
Hey,
I hate
party.
Them cheesehead Telly. Motherfuckers, bro.
It's
I really
be a
do.
Party.
I
for
really
real.
Man, oh, I hate them real. Cheesehead people.
They ain't for got real. Nothing but the Packers up there, man.
And Hershey Fields, bro. That's
man. They ain't got nothing but the Packers. They love them so much up there. Mm. I can't stand them. Smell like cheese all through there.
That shit's terrible.
Yes, terrible. Sir.
Terrible.
Yes, sir.
But that's it, man. Make sure you follow the podcast, Chicago Bears Central. That's it from us for today, man. We out this bitch.
Yeah, we gone.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.